begin with the paying homage to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and then we chant with Sati, say, the heart advice of Buddha. the very fundamental meditation in the life. the protecting yourself, protecting one's mind from the not only problems of this life, but from the oceans of samsara sufferings and karma delusions, so protect from that, and which brings us to not only the ultimate liberation, the total cessation of the whole entire suffering causes, but the not only that, which brings us to full enlightenment, the state that which is the quality of mind that the mind which is perfected in the world, the qualities of association of all the disturbing thought obscuration, that which merely interfere to achieve liberation for oneself, and the obscuration, the subtle obscuration which merely interfere to achieve the state of omniscience. So we see all that, and perfect minded in all the qualities of realization. So so like atomic bomb to destroy our enemy, that which is not outside, which is within us, which is on our mental continuum, on our mental continuum, which not a physical, but not the enemy, our mind, not all. our mind, but not all the mind that we have. the wrong concept. Wrong concept, which gives the wrong view. which function obscures our mind, obscures our mind and disturb the mental continuum, so that so the delusion, see the disturbing negative attitude, so the obscuring disturbing negative attitude. So in Tibetan language, it's called nyomongba. Nyomongba. So, I think we normally made it by translated as disturbing attitude. But I added one more function of it, one more harmony that's obscuring, and that's that's exactly what it does to you, to us. instead of enlightening, awakening, obscures your mind, it's your mind. So obscuring, disturbing, negative attitude. because what it does is harm to you. These delusions, the attachment, anger, ignorance, so forth. These are the foundation. Then there are so many negative thoughts related to attachment, so many negative thoughts related to anger, so ignorance, so that. So, six root delusions, 22nd root delusions, all the life, those little bases, you know. So because it obscures us, it obscures the mind. To see the nature of the phenomena, to see the nature of the phenomena, to see the nature of the even nature of yourself. to see the conventional nature. It blocks to see, it obscures, to see the nature of yourself, you see, and the ultimate nature of the self, not only the conventional nature, not only the nature, true for the all obscure mind, but the obscures to see the, even the truth for the wisdom, is absolute mind. the mind is realizing absolute truth, you see. the truth for this, the mind realizes absoluteness, so that's absolute truth, you see. obscures that, to realize this. ultimate nature of the absolute truth or ultimate nature of the self, you see. so then, never allow us to be enlightened, to be fully enlightened, to be omniscient one. Well, that didn't allow us even to say, to be free forever from the oceans of samsara sufferings. To be free, complete free from the delusions and its cause. They are obscuring, disturbing negative attitude and its cause, the negative imprint seed, which is nature imprint. And on the basis of this, then obscurity to have attainment of the path, the five paths to liberation, the 37 ways to enlightenment, which contain within that, and then the five minor paths, 10 bhumis, and seven, then there's also the tantric path, the path of the sacred mantra, Devasya Nasi. So it's obscure to have those attainment, to be able to achieve enlightenment within one life. Even much quicker than that, that's by practicing Lord Tantra, then by practicing Hash Tantra, that you're able to achieve enlightenment even much quicker in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. within 12 years, so within, as mentioned, about great enlightenment, even within 3 years like that. the Heart Sutra, I mean, that is like atomic bomb, to destroy to eliminate this, our enemy, the delusion. then the life is taken in practice to pacify obstacles, you see, ugly inner obstacles. Because inner obstacles, then it's outer obstacles we receive. because of the delusions, so we receive the also outside obstacles, so the outer obstacles we receive it. From human beings, non-human beings, other beings. unable to practice Dharma, things like that. we do strong requests to the Rinzai Lamas of the Lamrim from the bottom of your heart and requesting them to grant realizations, to pacify all the obstacles, all the wrong concepts. non-virtual thought towards the virtuous friend. So I'm told the wrong concept, what is the purified? the ordinary thought towards the virtuous friend, and then the guru, virtuous friend, is guru, who will be a path to liberation and enlightenment, who will be a path to happiness, unmistakable path to happiness. And the aim that is not just only temporary happiness with future lives, but also ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and especially fully enlightenment. So path which reveals the whole to achieve all this happiness of the enlightenment. So then from there, see the so this self-cherishing thought and the all this and then the the order the relating tongue tribe yes before that the attachment clinging attachment grasping some sort of pleasure some sort of profession to see so you see very filthy dirty place. poo-poos, poo-poo. this is my new English language. Poo-poos. Poo-poos. I didn't know that before. So when I come up to, I think the last year, I think the beginning of this year, somewhere, I got this label. So it went. So filled with poo-poos and then all this, you see. So many harmful insects, you see. So the something, you see, very terrifying or very ugly, or you see, ugly, you see, very displeasing, you know. See, disgusting. Disgusting. So anyway, something clears like this. you know, where there's a lot of poisonous snakes or some, you know, many harmful, beasts, you know, maybe tigers, you know. So anyway, some place like this, there's a lot of harm, but you think it's so beautiful. You think you look at it so beautiful, it's no harm, you know, unbelievably beautiful, so clean, so nice, you see. So you don't put nyam nyam this one. Nyam nyam for food. But yes. So anyway, you look at it only nice, you see. How wonderful it is, you know. But so say, it's a beautiful garden, you see. Like beautiful, only nice. Nice to see, nice to hear, nice smell, you know. So what I was telling before was total opposite. what I told before, but then you look at it totally. How beautiful, you know. So like that. See, then you go there, you know. but with this belief you went there, you see. But it totally cheated you. Totally. The belief you went there. Thinking, you see, visualizing, thinking like this. but totally deceived you. You see. This the dirty place of full of harms and that. So then you destroy yourself. That's the conclusion. You see, you get a lot of disease, and you know, you get eaten by snakes or eaten by what, for the insects and the. So that, So in other words, you know, it's a flow of fire, it's a flow of fire, but then you think it's a beautiful garden, you know, you jump in that beautiful thing, beautiful garden, you see. Or the it's a beautiful beach, you know, you just run to that beautiful beach, or the, you know, the river, or the ocean water or something, you see. but it is just a, you know, deep fire. So another example is I'm just giving, you know, I'm just giving, see, grasping the samsara, happiness, perfection. if you use example like that, how does mistaken grasping samsara, you know, rising it, you cause attachment, then grasp the samsara professions. Samsara pleasures, samsara professions, you see. enjoyments. So like the like the example, you see, on the on the blade, on the knife or blade, you see, there's a you put honey, and you put the honey, you see, and you see, you don't see that there's a blade, you see, the sharpness, the cut, harms you, you see. Then thinking on the honey, then not knowing that it harmful to you, you see. That is cheating you, that is cheating yourself. So not knowing that, not really that, you see. So here like this, clinging the attachment to samsara, clinging, you see, samsara pleasure. So all of that, samsara pleasure. The Tibetans call it punchong. Christ says the second one. Punchong is perfect. Pinto is a perfectness of perfection. So means you see all the, you know, after food and clothing, house, whatever, all this, all the some sort of perfection. all these the material possessions. Yeah. Oh. So what that is. So if he hallucinated, not knowing what samsara is, not knowing what samsara, how the samsara nature is suffering. The house is not samsara, the country is not samsara. what exactly it is the continuity of the contaminated aggregates caused by karma and delusion, that is samsara. and Salama Devi Devanuchi Rinpoche used to aid this word called birth, the continuity of the birth of this contaminated aggregates caused by karma and delusion. So that so basically it's the same. So the continuity, you see, means from life to life, you know, the continuity, I guess you see. The physical body is not continued from life to life, but the I guess you see. I guess the mind is the one that continued from beginningless rebirth. Continuity from beginningless rebirth. This I guess mind now. And then the so it's nice. Five hours continuous, you say. They say. So not always we have the body. So this doesn't go to intermediate stage. This doesn't go to the physical body doesn't go to next life. it disintegrates. I couldn't really stop, you see. So that's it. This mind, there's a body and mind. With the mind, I guess the then what goes from life to life is the mind. So the that which is under the control of karma and delusion. And a contaminated seed of delusion. So this continuity of this, I get to see. That's samsara. So in the Lama Tsongkhapa explained, in the Lamrim Chemo, the great commentary, elaborate commentary of the stage path of enlightenment, the part of the continuity of the contaminated, I guess, caused by karma delusion. So why is this part there? You see, who is going to achieve liberation in this life? us here, somebody who's going to achieve liberation, for liberation, you see, from samsara in this life, then that person's body, the aggregates, there's a continuity. There's no continuity going after this, you see. If the person has now, but there's a continuity of that going to the next life. See, there's no there's no reincarnation. So because you achieve liberation in this life, so you don't have reincarnation. end of the control of karma delusion, reincarnate again, you see. And died, so you don't have that. So you cease that circle in this life, you see. the five paths to liberation, and the fourth one, path of meditation. So the dead meditator, I guess, does not continue. It is there, I guess, you know, ceases in this life. It doesn't continue. You see. So part, when you say part, so that that reveals the meditator, see, who is attainer of the path of meditation. Who's there's no rebirth again, you see. There's no continuity of the aggregates, okay? So that ceases. So part, the word part particularly reveals that. then all the others who are not like that, you see, who will have to reckon again, you see, under the control of karma and delusion, then you see, then you can say, continuity of the aggregates, you see, like that. Continuity of the contaminated aggregates, you see, caused by karma and delusion. So, what exact samsara is, so the the continuity by karma and delusion. what causes oneself to circle in samsara? What causes oneself to circle in the six realms, you see, one or another, by karma and delusion, you see? So who is circling? It's yourself, you know? So anyway, by ceasing the cause, by ceasing the action and the nyamongba, obscuring the disturbing negative attitude, then including its cause, the seed, the negative imprint, okay? Then you see, then you have holiday. Only then you have holiday. That time you have an actual holiday. So free from suffering, see, real holiday, forever, not just a few hours or 1 month or 1 week, none of that. free forever. So I think it's already half hours ago, right? So much time left? No. This is meditation. So. How much? How about? Ah. So one thing I want to mention here, such an occasion is very rare, that you know, not because I'm special, not like that. It's just because of Buddha Dharma. Buddha Dharma. See, Dharma, Buddha Dharma. You know what? What I say. I mean, as much as possible. You see. So, of course, there's mistakes. Of course, you can correct me. And if I remember mistakes, I will mention. I will correct by myself. So, but anyway, just because Dharma, it's very. This is a very precious time, very important time for us. Not that we have. You know, opportunity to listen teaching all the time. So this is a very rare opportunity. So therefore, it's very important. If you do not understand, but it's to pay attention is very important. Even one cannot understand the meaning, but to pay attention is very. It's very important, because otherwise, if you don't pay attention, if you think of something else, you know, physically here, physically in this Gomba, but if you're thinking, you know, not only during meditation session, but even during the talk, what do people think? What do Mexican people think? I'm not sure. So anyway, thinking back to home, or you know, your mind, body is here, but the mind thinking of home. You know, so body is staying here, the mind is staying at home. You know, anyway, I'm joking. So. or going to the mountains, or going to the beach, or something like that, or some traveling some of the places, Rocky Mountains or something, or climbing Mount Everest or something. Anyway, I'm joking. So anyway, so it'll be great. Then you don't hear teachings, and if you don't hear teachings, then it doesn't leave any positive imprint. Even the positive imprint, that which is unbelievable benefit in the future to meet Dharma and to ever to have a very easy, you know, extensive understanding, depth, and the realization. So this doesn't happen. So the awakening yourself is there. Awaken yourself from hallucination. Awaken yourself from the wrong concepts. See. Removing the hallucination. The hallucination view. And then the hallucination mind, which project hallucination, you see. So, it doesn't happen. So living the hallucination, or the true existence, or everything appearing truly existent, and that, believing that all real, you see, that ignorance, So that's not one major one, you see. So you don't become free from this. distinguish ties us to samsara, you see. Always may cause to reborn, die, say reborn and die, goodness, you see. And this, in the six films, you know, all of this, one after another. So this is how we have been from beginning, this is rebirth. This is how we have been suffering, and this is how, you see, if we don't practice Dharma in this life, and then if we don't do something now to this mind, if we don't do something in this life now, to this mind, change, see, if we don't make some development to this heart, you see, then you see, we will we'll miss this opportunity, this opportunity that we have just about once, this life, which is this life. So if we miss out this, doing a practice Dharma, then this is then not sure when. So we just come back from the lower realms, you know, hell, hunger, and whichever you say. then I can go back to our resident, place. The lower realms go back. which extremely rare to be human being, you know, to receive deva human rebirth, just even ordinary human rebirth, deva extremely rare, because they come from only pure morality, comes from that cause. And to practice pure, to live in pure morality is not easy. If you look at the world, you know, if you look at others, watch others, extremely difficult. And then examine your own life, your own mind, you see, extremely difficult, you see. So, first of all, you see, to understand, you see, the cause of suffering is non-virtue, cause of happiness is virtue, you see, the morality, guru birth has come from morality, you know, you see. First of all, it takes time to meet Dharma. Not sure when you will encounter this, meeting Dharma, and come to understand this point. It takes time. You know. When you meet Dharma, when your mind come to know this, you see. Extremely rare. And even that time happened, even you come to know intellectually, even one here doesn't mean again. Takes so much time to. If you have strong imprint from past with Dharma, then you immediately understand. When you hear, immediately you find faith, immediately you understand. But if you don't have much Dharma imprinted from past, then you see, you have more imprint of, heresy, so wrong concepts, more imprint of the heresy, so forth. Then, you see, very difficult. Even you hear, teaching Dharma, these things about karma, the cause of happiness is virtue to Guru. See, such as the, you know, Guru's birth. Guru's birth to be born purely under Buddha, where you become enlightened, or the, from where you were born dead, you never get reborn. The impossible to reborn like the lower realms. And then, in a thereby human realm, you see, taking birth, you see. So, body of the happy, body of the happy transmigrated being. body of the happy transmigrated, happy, not hippie, happy. Body of the happy. What if the hippie has that happened many years ago? What if the hippie transmigration that happened many years? That I think 1963 or 1963. I think 63 or something around 1963 or something. I think somewhere there. Round those times started. So now things changed. Now I can change from that, you see. So when I was in Kathmandu, there were so much prayers, but anyway, so I used so much prayers. Anyway, so I think 1963, I was in school, in Delhi, young lamas from school, from the four traditions, Satyagraha Nyingma, four traditions. One, the second British nun, she's not the first who began Buddhist nun, the Tibetan tradition, you see. she's second. I think the first one is a called sisters, called the sister Vajra. she lived a long time, Darjeeling, she built a house there, a small cottage, and then lived in Varanasi. And passed away at Darjeeling. And then, ordained by this great Lama, with whose monastery I became monk, in Tibet, you know, Tomogeshi Rinpoche. That's the name of the Lama, not the monastery. It's the Lama. So, she passed through Darjeeling. Second Western Buddhist nun is Priti Bedi. So she started school for the 3 times, so only in the summertime. First one, Delhi, 6 months. Then she moved to Dalhousie, and then three times she did in summer times. Winter time closed, I think. It was extremely cold. So I was in Delhi, 6 months. Then 6 months to Dalhousie, where she wrote a letter when I was South India. not South India. Was in Bengal. So the 1,500 monks, most escaped from Lhasa, basically from Lhasa, then other parts of Tibet. Monastery, Sarah, Kajan, Devon, those large like universities, see, the monastery was the most extensive learning, depth of ocean, and there's learning the philosophy like that, extensively. Sutra, then I wrote the Tantra on the basis of that. while you are in the monastery, or after, especially after, when you enter Tantra college, like that. So many went to different parts of India to be enrolled, you know, for the at the borders, the India, making so many preparations to protect from, you know, the, I think, mainland China, actually, I think, protecting the country, see, at the border. So many went to send, many went to main road. I think many, many months in the, after came to Tibet, you see. So, and then those, so who stayed there? This is only to, for studying. Couldn't be the study, you see. 1,500 months. So then, was Bengal. This is a Bhutan, I think border, I think Bhutan and I think the India. So Baksa, this is, so this is, it's unbelievable place. So I don't know which way you think unbelievable. So anyway, so unbelievable hot. So hot. So many monks died. But this came from came from a very nice place. It's cold. I mean, you can say cold. So and food, you know. I don't know that exact food what you it was given or changed. Anyway, the circumstances place where there's so many people died, where India was under British, that's the place where Mahatma Gandhiji was imprisoned, while Prime Minister Nehru was imprisoned, and so many leaders were imprisoned, that's the place. Yeah, so the outside is exactly prison. You know, where the police stand, in certain place the police stand, you see, in the sky. The sky. No, I mean, they put the legs, and then the police stand high up, you see. So in a certain road. So anyway, where the Prime Minister Nehru was prisoner was became monks, you know, room. So very long. So they see monks beds, you know, all lined up very long. And then here, you know, maybe 60, 70, but not big space like this, you know. And then also outside in the courtyard, or was the same, very small courtyard. There's a barbed wire, you see, the old barbed wire, but which is, you know, kind of a, kind of like a thorn, you see. So outside there's courtyard, and then there's they put around. So there's only small, you know, from here up to there, you see, one bed there lined up, you know, in here. So there's a very small space, just enough to walk. This is outside of the house, you see. didn't have enough, you know, space, so, so anyway, then, in the summertime, see, leeches come from out. Leeches. So when you go toilet, then come back leeches, you know. And then sometimes the snakes, you see, they fall from the roof. No, not from the roof, sorry. Between the ceiling and this wall, you see, where the monks bed down there. So sometimes snakes, they maybe nest or something, they fall down. From the door, sometimes from the door, the summertime snake come in. So anyway, and full of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes and then the red bugs. Mosquitoes, one thing. Then the red bugs. in the bed, you see, the bamboo, you know. But the monks go to the forest, get bamboo and crush in my bed, you see. So the many red bugs. Red bugs. Then when you go to sleep, you put this net, sleeping net, you see. You put net, you put net, and the corners, then there's the red bugs. They stay there. That's their home. Until the light goes off, as soon as the light is on, they don't come down. The minute when you turn the light, then they start to come down. Then you see they make big bumps and big bumps. That's so. So very so very. Very harmful. But the monks who study, those who have been studying there, see, they did unbelievable study, you know, practice and study until, say, so all day long, this whole program, one after another, you see. So in the early morning, then, they memorize text, you know. They memorize text, root text commentaries. Then go for to receive teachings from there, gurus. So then, then you go to each monastery has their own debating. You know, where they do prayers, where the debate is a place. It's called chara. Where to do prayer and debate. They study, but study is debate, you see, in the class and one by one, and in the class one is in the class, you debate. Other one is, you see, person to person. One sit down, give answer. One stand up, and, you know, ask questions for that. So say, so say, so the, so when it starts, first there's a class, then you do, after 1 or 2 hours, whatever. Debate in the class. Then you see. So there are 6, 7, I don't know, I remember exactly class. So according to subjects, you see. different philosophical text, you know. So then gather, do prayer. prayer, different prayers, meditation prayers, say, to pacify obstacles, you know, pacify delusions, outing obstacles, to be able to complete, you know, your state dharma, attaining path to enlightenment, and then also prayer for other people who died, you know, who are sick or whatever, who have difficulties, do prayer for them. So then there's also much request. People are living and people are dying to pray. So that. And then after that, you see, then person to person debate. You know. So you like that, you gradually go, you finish this text, you see. You complete the sutta, 5 major sutta texts, you know that. Then, when you finish this, you get you have examination. examination with the, say, in front of all the monks. there are many learned monks. So the with the abbots and with all the abbots and the then a representative. This I was talking in Baksa, you see. I'm not talking Lhasa, Tibet. So So then the representative of Hisman comes. You see, one High Lama come there to examine, you see. So they get degree. So there's the system in Tibet like that. then you enter Tantra College and study all the extensive, very deep meaning of Tantra, Tantra path. The art, you learn the art, mandala, and all these ritual, the prayer, also all the meaning commentary behind, you know. So this is there. So anyway, you become fully, so this way you become fully qualified, you know. you know, to guide sentient being, you know, you're able to reveal whatever methods that fit to them, so you're fully qualified, you see. So that, for your own enlightenment, complete path, and as well as able to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings, able to guide. So the so anyway, I don't know why or what I was talking about. Supposed to pray, but it becomes story. It becomes storytelling. Instead of prayer, it becomes storytelling. So hopefully it becomes commentary of the prayers. for the monks, so the debate, the study in the each monk is just their own place, you see. Chöra. So then debate until 12 o'clock, you know, night time 12 o'clock, even after that, then they come down home. Then they recite, many monks they recite all what they have memorized in the morning, you know. Then come back and recite by heart, many pages, 300-400, many 500, many pages text. So they recite, but others forget. You see, you have remember, you have recite by heart, night time. See, so many monks do that until 3 o'clock. You know, like that, some who have memorized so many thousand pages, they recite by heart. Two o'clock, something like that, text. So, 2 o'clock. So, unbelievable study. Totally absorbed, totally, even the condition so bad, but, you know, very harmful for life, certain things, but their mind completely engaged in Dharma, you know. So studying the path from liberation and enlightenment. So see how to be free from samsara, you see. Yourself, how to liberate others from samsara, suffering to bring to liberation and enlightenment, you see. So where where did the puja and where the where the some of the monks live. There's not only ceremonies, but they're living in other houses. So this is the house I'm talking about where Prime Minister Nehru was present. And then where Gandhi was present was one house, but you know, one particular house even has much more wires, you know, the wire was covered all around, you see. So then some nuns came, I don't know, from Bhutan, I don't know where. Some nuns came from Tibet, anyway. So they were put, this became their nunnery. But no change, building has no change, same. But it became nunnery because nuns were there. So I don't know. So I don't know why I'm telling this story. I've lost. Where is that?
Krishna with a hippie.
Oh, hippie. Sorry. So I went to another direction. So So beginning there was no text, you know, we just escaped from Tibet. You see, there was no text. They all had to learn, but no text, so rare. And then everything's copied, right, the copy, you see, many pages, many hundred pages. And then later on they got some, you know, stone print or something like that. So then later, so many have to write. So many monks have to write and then print. Then later, Trungpa Rinpoche, the great lama, who is a monastery, became a monk in Tibet, he was released from prison, from Lhasa. So then he is very smart. Then he brought one truck full of, you see, the, our call it monastery text, the philosopher, composed by Pencil of Shijalzan. So brought to India. So then the monks have more text to study. So it helped very much. Anyway, so for that time, the Supreme Vedi, she became Buddhist, you know, when Sri Lanka, I think. Then she went Tibet, when the mainland China took over Tibet. Then the, during that, when the monks escaped from Lhasa and other places, came to India, then that time, she was asked by Nehru to look after the monks. The first place in India, the forgot the name exactly. Not Baksa, but one place before that. So she was in charge, you know, looking after the monks. because her son, called Kabir, and the daughter, it happened going to the same university with Nehru's, they became friends of Nehru's children. So that's how then become known each other, Nehru and the Pretty Betty, you see. So anyway, then she came to Baksa at least two times. Three times, at least two times she came to see all the young lamas. So it happened that was there. So then later she organized a school in Delhi. But I got TB at that time, so I went to school, but I got TB, so I stayed in the hospital. Maybe 1 month, something like that. They went back to Baksa to study. So anyway, I stayed 8 years Baksa, but I didn't really study. I used the time wrong. I used the time wrong way. Making paintings. So I have some friends. Free Betty found some friend to help, to write letter to help. I think the idea is sort of to help Dharma to dim and then sort of the have communication, maybe to help celebrate the needs to young lamas while they're studying, you see. So anyway, so she found one family, she found one family from Scotland. Scotland, who sent letter on a very rarely. So I sent some letter to them. So one time they sent one kind of round box. So I thought it's some machine or something. I thought, I thought it's a machine or something. I want to ask some Indian person, Indian officials. So it would be open with some cookies. I think must be some cookie which they must be some cookie which they like. It must be. Anyway. So they have a company. I'm not sure what company. 4,000 people or 400 people, something like that. But then some problem happened to them. So then and she found one old lady from England to take. That lady took care of me for 7 years. So when I was school, all the medicines, TB medicines came from her, and milk, all the, for 7 years. I didn't know at the beginning from where it came, but later I found out, so explained, so it came from her, this old lady from London. She's a member of Buddhist, she's a member of Buddhist Society in London. So, because she sent a little bit of money, so Lama and myself able to buy some, able to say, buy some extra food, some vegetables, some extra food. In the Lama issues, they say, Simon Bemba outside the main house, outside the house. There's a courtyard, so there's a bamboo, you know, bamboo behind, and you know, maybe this is not bamboo, this is a wall. This is a bamboo for this door. There's enough for one person, one bed. So this was the Lama Rinpoche gave teachings inside that, you see. So make food, one small tin, you see. One, the Indian butter tin. So you may hold here, this inside empty. So then you put pot on top, you see. Then here you may hold, you see. You put the fire, small fire. For that. So when I went to see Lama, Lama said, very first time to receive teaching, in the room, one small room. One small room, so so inside there's two, only inside is in the room only two pots, only two small pots, and the small fireplace, and that's it. So some text covered with plastic, so, yeah, on the bed. Behind this window there's an ant's nest, the ants. There's so there. So there. So bed, bamboo crush, you see. Oh, then lay down, see, on the wood. So got a heart. I covered some botanist cloth, you see. Because I carried name, if I encountered something that, you see, Lama. So then Lama put me on his bed to do teachings. Other people sit down, you see. So anyway, the first anyway, I'm still talking. The first day I didn't understand. Anything. Nothing. So I think many people, when they come to Kapan Monastery meditation course. So beginning few days, I think must be like that. I think many people, because my language, you know, I think also lack of Dharma knowledge and language are two things, I think. So I think they understand nothing, see, for a few days. So, in least, except the ones they hear from other, you know, old students, lay or sanghas, you know, and they don't they have questions, they don't have, they hear in their language, you see. So, from my one, the first day of the Lama, you see, didn't understand anything. So I was thinking why Lama could teach it slower. But I didn't ask, but this is what I was thinking at the same time. While I was sitting there in front of Lama, on the bed, same bed, you see. So anyway, like that. So, so. I think I should tell the complete story, because this becomes teaching on the karma. Teaching on the karma. They say your action and the effect of your action, you see. So as this becomes teaching on especially that. So my class, the class is the first class, you know, and the very beginning class of philosophy study. So the leader, our leader, class leader, the Lama is a student before. Some monks have been taking teaching, studying from Lama. So he was pushing me very much. I had guru already there, Geshe-Ratna Rinpoche, who is my first teacher, who began to teach Buddhist philosophy. You know, the very first tutor, the very beginning one, like this, like learning in the ABCD, whatever the first classes in the school. So, so I already have a great teacher. Great scholar and great yogi, you know, who had great attainment. because great scholar, so many disciples. So he do not have much time to teach me. So I had another guru whose name is Genyishi. He's a Geshe-Rabin Rinpoche's disciple. But he didn't stay, he left to wander, to practice Dharma, but wandering his life. you see, ascetic life. So, anyway, the leader of my class to me, I used to go with him outside for walk, or for washing bodies here, where there's a river, so go off in Colorado outside. So he pushed very much to take teaching from Lama, So I was not planning. So I just went with him. I was not really planning from the heart. So I just went with him. But I'll go quite often with him to go outside, you see. Then you see, then you see, Baksa is the concentration camp, or the more the monks live here. So you have to go down, then you go up, and then there's a huge mountain, you see. Go down and go up. Then there's the there's the house, you see, where the Sikh, the Indian Sikh, not Sikh, you know, Sikh, the Sikh. the Sikh. from Second World War, he's the leader. So he's the in charge of the monastery, the camp. So outside of his house, there's a big mango tree, So he used the monks, they tell us there. So I said, I'm not going. I told him I'm not going. Then he pushed. Then I went up a little bit. Then I said, I'm not going. Then he pushed again, went up a little bit. I said, I'm not going. Then he pushed again. So slow, then, but went up then. So here, the concentration came, is there. Here you go. Then here, the road goes straight like this, very high mountain. So here, there's a Geshe Rabdin and a few other great scholar disciples lived. Few. Then you go up. Then there's Papang, incarnation of the great Papang Kha, the author of the Liberation Palm in your hand. The great enlightenment, you see, incarnation lived there. Then when the incarnate lamas lived there. So did that Lama Ishi, that time I was living there. So anyway, I reached at outside the house. Then I said, still not going. Then he went inside the Lama's room. I didn't bring any offering. Because it's very, very important when you make first connection. You know, very important to the auspiciousness, to range auspiciousness, the offerings, whatever. To be really auspicious. It's very important. So from then, depending on that, you see your progression, realization, dharma, whatever. You know, it helps. But however, I didn't bring anything. So then he brought some rice in a brass container. You see, that Nepalese or they drink wine or. Food, you see. He filled the rice. Then he put 5 rupees, you know, Indian 5 rupees, like that. And then scarf, this size was, this very short scarf, this size was scarf. Very, kind of very old dust, a little bit like not duster, but kind of overall. I mean, you can't find it with difficult. And so he put this around. So he brought the offerings by himself. When he offered to the Lama, he said, "Brahma beer." So, so he, Lama asked him whether I got permission from Geshe Rabdin, because Geshe Rabdin is Lama's guru also. So, but if there's no permission, then you can't teach, you can't accept as disciple. You see, because I'm also a disciple of Geshe Rabdin, you see. So Lama asked him, so he said yes. Then I went inside. I sat on the Lama's bed. So Lama asked to say. So then, yeah, I think anyway, the way I came, I mean, you know, so actually was not really thinking too, you know, very eagerly, you see. So I think, I don't know what, but so I didn't understand anything. The second day is better. Second day is better. Oh, but here, even though you see, even though there has not been really pushing interest from my side, but it happened. Lama Yeshe has been not only Dharma teacher but like parents who guide me for I think maybe more than 30 years. unfortunately, not having enough merits, Lama passed away when he was the age 94. So, who is the founder of this organization, FMT? so anybody who has met Dharma by coming to the FMT center, by meeting FMT, these center of students, and then met, able to hear Dharma, able to learn Dharma from them, your Dharma, you know, the Dharma started, you say, like that. And then I say, however, awakening mind, enlightened mind started like that. The part came from the center, or meeting other students from the center, learning Dharma from them. So there's so many people, different parts of the world. So all, not only myself, but all by kind of Lama Yishe. We met Dharma. Even we didn't meet Lama Yishe, I received teachings, but I said through the students, you see. Three students. So like that, you see. Students like that. So anyway, so, so to mention this. How's the karma? You know, the when there's karma, you know, if you're not thinking, if you're really very upset, strong energy with the interest, you say, but it, when there's karma, it happens. You meet so strong karma from past lives. So, so unbelievable, fortunate that. Unbelievable, most unbelievable fortunate to meet Lama, and then receive teachings, being guided by Lama. So, so that that I can't do much, but little benefit that I could offer to this world is from Lama's kindness. So that. So prayer next time. Okay, thank you. Changju simjo rinpo se ma jiwa na ji ju ji jiwa nyamba kone kongzo bewa ra shu. Three times I made this clip about this. May I ask it? May I, who is meeting with my mind, achieve the din? The Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment. Okay. Who is meeting with the one? Are the meeting with the one? Achieve the Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists, but which is meeting with the one? And lead all the sentient beings who are merely in between one, to that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which is also merely in between one, okay. By myself alone, who exists, but who is merely in between one. Okay, so, sorry, I meant time. Confusing. Okay, so thank you.